ABC Radio DAO in Denmark.
Because it's giving us an insight at the ABC into how Australians think about all the issues that affect their lives. And, you know, those of us who work in media think we understand Australians pretty well. We're in contact with them all the time. But sometimes it's handy to have research that backs up what you think, to use in shaping content, in opinion-making programs. And that's what this is all about. What are Australians thinking at this time of the 21st century?
A couple of the questions were quite confronting when I did it. How was the list of questions compiled for the Australia Talks National Survey?
With a lot of detail, and it's done with an organisation called Australian Vox Labs. It's such a mouthful there, and the University of Melbourne, and just many topics were put there, and people responded as they wanted. Now there is also a personal snapshot, and you can find that on our website abc.net.au/Australia Talks, where you can actually do a few questions and see how you rate, where you fit in Australia. And I did it yesterday, and it was quite fun, and I found that I was in agreement with Australians on a great many things. For instance, I certainly agreed, and so did 2 out of 3 Australians, that people who live outside of our big cities get a raw deal. And I thought, oh, look at that. We all think the same. And the majority of us do passionately believe in climate change and want some action. And I think that's a very interesting statement. But interestingly, I am more optimistic about my future than 77% of Australians. So you think, oh, well, maybe that's because I'm an optimistic. And we are optimistic about Australia, but we are more optimistic about Australia than we are about the future of the planet. So, you know, this shows you that, you know, there's often an assumption that we're a happy-go-lucky people who don't care about much. But if you look at some of these issues, you can see that, well, we may be a happy-go-lucky people, but we do care about important issues that affect our future and the future of our children.
I also participated in the comparing it, the surveys, yeah, that your thoughts and opinions with the rest of the country. It's fascinating where you find yourself, where you sit with everybody else, and sometimes where you don't sit with everybody
yes,
else.
Yes, I know. Aren't we a diverse lot? There is a lot of fun. I do urge everyone to do it. It only takes about 5 minutes. I just found it on my iPad. It sort of popped up, and I thought, oh, look at that. I think I'll have a go.
50,000 people were originally surveyed with 500 questions or so. Where did they come from, those 50,000 people?
All over Australia. I mean, they just went, we invited them to take part in the survey. It was up to them as to whether or not they wanted to. And they did. I think people welcome the opportunity to have their views heard. And it's a rare opportunity, isn't it, for people to do this. And they think, well, I'm going to tell people what I think about certain things. And we'll be able to use that knowledge in shaping programs and in how we think.
There's been a lot of discussion in the media and with police in the last couple of weeks about cybercrime, the big email breach from the ANU in Canberra. People concerned about giving some of their personal information, some of their data over to this Australia Talks. What do you say about that?
Well, there is no personal information. I mean, you know, we don't know where they, you know, we don't have their age or who they are or those sorts of things. These are just answers to questions. So there is no personal information, and no one is forced to do this. It's an option. So I think everything that we've gathered together is perfectly safe with us.
Australia Talks runs for 6 weeks. What happens after that?
Well, then we have a special on the evening at 8:30 on ABC TV, which is 90 minutes. That's right. It's a 90-minute show where we're going to go around Australia. We've got a variety of hosts that we're going to announce a little closer to the date. It's going to be a really big night, and we're going to listen to Australia Talks.
You're on ABC Radio Darwin, Adam Steer with you. You're also hearing from Ita Buttrose, who's the chair of the ABC. As I hinted earlier, a number of the questions are quite personal regarding your sex life, amongst other things. Why is it important those questions are in there?
Well, sex is an important part of people's lives, and I think when you're planning programs, you think, well, should we do some more information on sex? Do we need to do more Do we need more radio stories, for instance, on women's health issues? Should we be talking more about things like menopause? I don't know. But those, that they help guide you, because menopause, for instance, can be a time when a woman loses her interest in sex. Not necessarily, but it can happen. So again, it's an important thing to know. We have programs in which we include information about sex. The more we know, the better we can do this.
50,000 people surveyed. It's an extraordinary number of people, isn't it?
It is. It's a really significant piece of survey. It would rate, you know, it would be up there with the census.
Some people have criticised the ABC trying to generate news instead of just reporting on it. How do you respond to that criticism?
Well, it's just not valid. You know, we report the news, but we also are content makers, and you need information when you're making content. I think I've already said this to you, but I'll repeat it. The more we know about the audience, the better we can serve them. That's what this is about.
ABC Radio Darwin.